Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in L.A. As if getting a COVID test wasn't already hard enough, now you need to be on the lookout for scammers.
America's veterinarians under a lot of pressure, and then the pandemic.
We start with the testing. You probably have had a hard time buying or booking a COVID test if you're trying to do it recently. Scammers stepping in, selling fake test kits online, even setting up fake testing sites. Steve McFarland, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of LA and Silicon Valley, tracks all kinds of scams. Steve, how can buyers be sure they're getting the real thing when they get one of these tests?
Well, it's very difficult to be able to tell online. You can't really see, touch, and know if the product works. We're not doctors, so we don't have a lot of information on that. And keep in mind, the evolution of COVID began with fake masks, fake tests, fake vaccinations, and then you could buy somebody else's record and so on. So the public has been hit just over and over and over again with a variety of different complaints at about 1,000 a day in our office just in LA of complaints. And the public is desperate for tests and results because they don't want to lose their jobs or potential jobs. And you know what? The scammers know, and they are preying on those that don't want to wait for a test, a legitimate test, or that they don't want to do the research. So the scammers are getting wise, and their advertising is remarkably good. They're looking at social media, texts, and robocalls to clients, potential clients across the U.S. and elsewhere, soliciting fake kits. And sometimes you may get one in the mail or delivered. Other times you don't receive anything at all. The third way that we're seeing at BBB is that they're asking you to pay for a in-office clinic visit, and they'll give you an address, which is phony. They'll take your money and send you to a clinic that doesn't even exist. So there's a lot of ways that people are being scammed out there, and you really got to be careful and do a lot of research.
Okay, so what does the research look like? I guess I could cross-check whatever kit I'm looking at on whatever website I'm finding it with the ones that actually have been approved by the FDA, and I can find that list somewhere and see if it's on there, because if not, well, there's a clue that they're just sending me a swab to stick up my nose, and it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, right. So begin with checking with your doctor first, what tests that they can recommend if they don't have any in stock, or at least look at some viable options. So check with your doctor first. You can also check with the state and county resources on the online internet to see what they would recommend and also what dates are available for testing. But, you know, you got to do some research before you buy. That's the key here. And one of the ways to do that is to go to FDA.gov. That is your best resource right now. And the FDA.gov site is going to get you about 40 or so approved tests that can be shipped to you at home or that you can buy somewhere if you can find them. And they're also going to have a list on FDA.gov on the ones, the fake kits as well, some of the ones that are fake. You can also go to CDC.gov and you can see some detailed guides on what kind of tests are out there. You can maybe get a little bit updated. I know we're not all medical experts, technicians, or doctors, but you can find out the difference between what a viral test is and what an antibody test is, and what you may need for your particular work, and how long you need to quarantine and so on in the event that you get COVID. So those are two of the biggest resources. Do your research, FDA.gov. Go to CDC.gov to check for quarantine and other types, and also on BBB.org/scam tracker to check for scams in your local area.
Steve, one more question about the tests you get on online. Let's say you check the FDA list, and it's a test that's made by a reputable company or one of the companies anyway that's on the list. Do we know that even then we're getting a legit test? I mean, are you seeing reports of people getting what they think is a legit test? It's on the list, but it's still phony?
Yeah, we are having a couple examples of folks that have gone through the approved list, and then they get a test kit that they are hoping is accurate and so on, but it's not. So the representations from these people that it is FDA approved and that everything is fine, they'll end up shipping them a clandestine test kit. Let me give you some examples. There are long lines and people are getting really frustrated because they can't get tested and they don't want to lose work, especially if they're not infected. And there's actually these barkers that travel up and down the line, and they've got these signs, hey, free testing and test kits, call this number or website. Of course, they got you. Now, if you call them and then they want you to pay with gift cards, they want you to pay with wire or some type of a cash card program, you don't have any recourse on something like that. We've even heard about folks carrying signs and walking around food truck accumulations. Of course, we've all heard about the drive up and drive by sites where you see tents that are offering testing and so on. We've heard about the same situations at swap meets, where people are walking around with signs on accurate and free test kits with a site or Facebook listing or a number. And of course, there's always folks going door to door. Hey, I've got kits for you, and we can do that as well. Your best bet is, I know it's tough, but you got to go make sure that the test is approved at FDA.gov. That is your best shot. You can also go to BBB.org/scam tracker. to see if there's any scams in your zip code on fake test kits. And those are some good resources to at least protect yourself. But also one other thing, never pay with a wire, gift card, cash cards. Use a credit card, because then you've got some recourse if the transaction is fake.
Yeah, you can dispute it. Real quick before we run out of time, because we mentioned the tents, and we've seen some of these, and maybe some are real and maybe some are not, and people are running into this problem. You know, they're going to go to one of these sidewalk ones where it pops up and it says COVID testing here, because they don't want to wait at the long line for the county or right. The city. And what, you're going to give away your driver's license or your date of birth or your email or some information, right, so they can contact you about your results, and then those results, they're never going to come.
Yeah, not only that. Now you've coughed up your personal information, credit card, maybe other information, social security, date of birth, and so on, to make sure that your insurance can pay for it, which is not going to happen with some of these fake tents. So you get whipsawed. You don't even get a good kit, and on top of that, you've coughed up your personal information. So you got to be careful.
Do we, one very, very quick question: if we buy a kit at a drugstore, can we be guaranteed that those kits are real?
Well, I think you do have some recourse there in a couple of ways. The hard part is that, you know, let's suppose that it's negative and then you test later on that it's positive. How do you know when you got the disease and so on? And that's a tough area. But at least you've got some recourse from the store, the retail outlet, and your credit card both if you think something's wrong, as opposed to buying it from a swap meet or somebody online or some pop-up tent or whatever. Your chances are better from doing, better if you do it the right way.
Steve McFarland, President, CEO, Better Business Bureau of LA and Silicon Valley.
Coming up after a short break, it's not just doctors having a hard time during the pandemic, it's veterinarians too. Even before the pandemic, veterinarians were three times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. And the pressure on vets is only growing with all the people who have gotten new pets during the pandemic.
Dr. Lisa Moses is a veterinarian and bioethicist at the Harvard Medical School's Center for Bioethics. And Dr. Indu Mani is a fellow at Harvard Med's Center for Bioethics, associate vet at VCA Brookline Animal Hospital. Dr. Moses, let's start with you. Vets lose a lot more of their patients than human doctors do. Animals just don't live as long. That can't be easy.
It's really hard. Our work, unfortunately, is full of losing our patients, and there's no question that it has an impact on us.
Dr. Mani, I'm curious, we mentioned in the setup, of course, about pandemic too. How has the pandemic, if you think it has, fed into the particular plight that veterinarians have in terms of a suicide rate?
Well, I think that veterinarians currently practicing during the pandemic are overwhelmed not only by patient numbers, but also the state of mind of all of us right now in the midst of a, you know, crushing pandemic and psychological stress that our clients and we are suffering together.
So how do you try and get through when you're coping with that? Because, yeah, it's been stressful for everybody. We've all felt it in different ways, but you're still doing this job and everything that comes with it on top of it. And you're working more. I mean, we've done stories before with vets and the lines are hours long and you can't get into the clinic sometimes because you're overwhelmed because so many people went and got pets, which is a good thing because you wanted somebody to be home with you. You want to take care of it. But, you know, all the medical needs fall to you guys.
Yeah, we just do the best we can. We have incredibly close teams, and Lisa will know our veterinarians are really largely supported by our technicians, our veterinary assistants, our client service representatives, our kennel workers. We all work together to try to create the most strong infrastructure for our patients who are coming to see us. It's been very stressful. We eat a lot. We order a lot of pizza.
and we know that pet owners are feeling all kinds of external stresses right now, just like everybody else is and have been for such a long time. So I think it's just compounded things so much.
Well, I guess I'm still a little puzzled, though, Dr. Moses, but why do you think, I don't know what the statistics shows, but why do you think veterinarians in particular are being hit particularly hard?
Well, this is not a new problem. In fact, I've been looking at this problem along with many other folks in my field for about 20 years now. So we know that it is worse during the pandemic, but this is by no means a new problem. And I think for all of us who are thinking about it, we know that there's lots of reasons why veterinarians are really negatively impacted by the emotional stakes in our work. But a lot of it is that we are often caught between what we really think is the right thing to do for our patient, but not being able to do the right things for our patient. And that is hard to swallow.
How so? Can you give me an example? Is this someone feeling like pet's property and not family member or what?
You know, I don't actually think that happens very often. It's technically true that pets are property, but people don't act like that. People act like pets are a beloved member of their family. The problem is that veterinary care is expensive and there are huge inequities in people's access to veterinary care. And they really oftentimes cannot afford the kind of care that they want to give their pets. We know that. But of course, we also feel strongly that we want to do the best thing we can for our pets. And that problem of not people not being able to afford the care that everyone thinks that animals should have is a huge driver to this problem. But it's not the only driver. It's just one of them.
Dr. Mani, what are some of the solutions, do you think, to this issue about, in particular, the higher rate of suicides?
I think in the past, when people see trends like suicidality in a population, they might look to the population, what self-selects a population, and through that, try to modify the behaviors through harnessing the personal agency of its members. But what's so profound in the research that Dr. Moses has done is that she identified some solid clinical evidence for things in the infrastructure of the profession that put veterinarians at greater risk of this type of sadness and this type of what Dr. Moses is referring to as moral distress. And without a lot of tools to combat that, I think it becomes pervasive and insidious in the population. There are lots of thoughts about tools, ways to ameliorate moral distress, but I think at this point, we just have to start having the conversation that this exists in our profession.
Well, right. At least you know that the problem is there now, so now you can talk about it.
I want to make it clear that it's not just about suicide. It's about veterinarians being emotionally impacted to such a large extent that they're leaving the profession, they're unable to work in the way that they want to work. So we're concerned about more than just suicide. We want to make sure that the people who are giving care to your beloved animal family members are able to keep giving care.
Dr. Lisa Moses, veterinarian, bioethicist at Harvard's Medical School Center for Bioethics. Dr. Indu Mani, fellow at Harvard and a veterinarian VCA Brookline Animal Hospital.
A new study suggests getting the common cold might actually help your immune system fight COVID-19. That's because some colds are caused by coronaviruses other than the one that causes COVID-19. And a group of British researchers found that people who had recovered from one of those colds were less likely to get COVID-19. But they say this should not be seen as a substitute for vaccines, which remain the best way to fight COVID.
This is an Odyssey original. Find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.